the dishes you handle are not washed at top speed, if they come out dirty or unsanitary, you, your management, and everyone you work with are in trouble. That's why your job, proper dish handling and dish machine operation, is important to any successful eating establishment.
You're listening to the Generation Exploitation Podcast on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nesteroff.
I'm chemical man. I was built in a factory. My serial number is 08456713.
Does it make a difference who you smoke marijuana with? Do women respond differently than men? I'm David Suzuki, and this is Earthwatch. Already we see how important it is to define the test subjects, and that marijuana smokers can give a description of their experiences that is useful. For Earthwatch, I'm David Suzuki.
Service industries, and cleanliness must begin with employees. Since dish machine operators come into contact with utensils and dishes on which food is served, they must be neat and clean while on the job. Hey! Care must not only be taken to ensure the dishes are actually clean and sanitized, care must also be taken to minimize breakage. For each broken dish represents a loss of money to your management. Excessive breakage could eliminate profit and put you out of a job.
Nervous tension is an unseen enemy of the human mind. Nervous tension can cause you to lack confidence in yourself, to lose your powers of concentration, and to be inefficient in your work. Nervous tension can prevent you from relaxing, can spoil your leisure hours, and rob you of the sleep you need at night. But nervous tension can be relieved through the application of planned suggestion. It is not the aim of this record to hypnotize you. Not at all. Instead, it will teach you to apply powerful, positive suggestion. The same suggestion I use myself to relax my own mind and body.
Listening to the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Not a lot of comedy in that set. And we just heard a song called Looking at a Baby by The Collectors, a successful psychedelic and garage rock band from Vancouver, British Columbia in the late 1960s. That was their big hit that got them signed to a major record label, Warner Reprise. They went on to record for many sort of garagey, grungy, psychedelic records that got worse as they went along. That was really their best song, I think. And eventually they morphed into another band nowhere near as good as The Collectors called Chilliwack, who you may have heard of, The Collectors. And before that, we heard a minute off of an LP called Relax with Ravine by hypnotist and illusionist Ravine, who is from Australia but toured around Canada and also did the Vegas circuit, but seemed to be touring back and forth all across Canada throughout the 1960s and 70s and right into the 1980s. This LP titled Ravine, Master the Power of Self-Suggestion, which I believe was his first record, and on the back it says, recording produced for Hypno Show Productions by Vancouver Recording Studios. So again, another local pressing. Cover photo by Norman Studios, get this, located in Chilliwack, BC. If you want to know more about Ravine or see the man in action, may I suggest you go to one of my many websites. Go to classicshowbiz.blogspot.com, showbiz with a Z, spelled S-H-O-W-B-I-Z, or Z if you're listening in the States, classicshowbiz.blogspot.com. You can watch some footage of Ravine, also a commercial for an appearance of Ravine, and it's Ravine appearing on the Merv Griffin Show. All kinds of highlights and video clips of classic talk shows of the 1950s, 60s, and 70s on classicshowbiz.blogspot.com. And you're also welcome to visit the Generation Exploitation website at generationexploitation.blogspot.com. Before Ravine, we heard some audio from a early 60s training film on the proper procedure of being a restaurant dishwasher. Before that, we heard a fantastic song by the Dave Clark Five called It Don't Feel Good. That is off their Capitol Records LP, the Dave Clark Five At The Scene, featuring Try Too Hard. Excellent album, excellent song. Before that, we heard a brief clip from a syndicated radio program by environmentalist, noted scientist David Suzuki. And this LP would have been sent to radio stations when they needed to play an episode of his 3 or 4 minute long radio show, Earthwatch, with David Suzuki. And this LP, a Griffiths Gibson production, 1976, 201 West 7th Avenue, Vancouver, British Columbia. So another local Vancouver Canadian record. Before that, we heard The Mechanical Man, a children's 45 from 1966. Ah, man, what an awesome novelty song. Credited to Bent, Bolt, and the Nuts. Obviously a pseudonym recording this great track, The Mechanical Man, actually composed and arranged by a guy named Teddy Randazzo. And Teddy Randazzo, although he is uncredited on this album, was quite a prolific songwriter in the 1950s and 1960s. Most notably, I think, producing a lot of hits for Little Anthony and the Imperials, like I Think I'm Going Out of My Head and Hurts So Bad, The Mechanical Man. And we started this episode of the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, with a track by a great lounge Hammond organist named Lloyd Bury and his song Plantation Boogie. Now Lloyd Bury, B-U-R-R-Y, very underrated. I have two of his albums. I think he maybe only put out two LPs, but he was a big smash apparently in the 1960s in Toronto nightclubs. And he's originally from St. John's, Newfoundland, recorded for RCA Victor Canada, and that song Plantation Boogie, oh man, did it ever haul ass. I thought it might be a good idea to start this episode off with something that does indeed haul ass. Lloyd Bury, B-U-R-R-Y, man who is presumably passed away, but wow, what a swinger and really in need of rediscovery.
Yeah. this album offers every salesman four important keys to success in selling. While each of the keys may seem fundamental and obvious to anyone, thousands of salesmen fail on one count or another to put all four into practice. And we believe you'll soon agree that no one can afford to ignore this entertaining and informative exposition of the four keys by Dr. Arthur Secord. Dr. Secord is Director of Community Service and Professor of Speech at Brooklyn College, Brooklyn, New York. He received his A.B. degree from Western Michigan University and his M.A. and Ph.D. from the University of Michigan. He has taught speech and human relations, subjects all important to professional salesmen at the universities of Michigan, Western Michigan, Missouri, Manitoba, and Western Ontario. And he's now in his 18th year at Brooklyn College. He's author of How to Tell What You Know, a handbook for salesmen, top management, personnel directors, or anyone who must communicate. He's listed in Who's Who in the East, Who Knows and What, Directory of American Scholars, and Who's Who in American Education. He has spoken to sales executives and other groups in each of the 48 continental United States and in every province of Canada. Twice he has flown to Germany to deliver the keynote address at conferences for U.S. Army public information officers. The talk you're about to hear was taped before a sales group previously addressed by another speaker whose albums are available through the Businessmen's Record Club, Mr. Jack Lacey. And now, here is Dr. Arthur Secord.
Everybody, this is Pac-Man, and this is your Pac-Man read-along book. Now, every time you hear the Energizer sound, it means it's time to turn the page in your storybook. Well, we're ready to begin our amazing adventure. Now remember, when you hear the Energizer sound, turn the page.
This is the story of a funny dog named Clifford. Open the book to the beginning of the story, and we'll start. Whenever you hear this sound, you'll know it's time to turn the page. Now, here's the story. Clifford gets a job.
This is the story of the Get-Along Gang and the Bad Loser. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear the chimes ring like this. Let's begin now. One Saturday afternoon in spring, Zipper Cat hurried down the path to the Get-Along Gang's clubhouse. He was very excited. The gang was having a contest to choose a secret password for the club, and there was going to be a party afterward.
Boy, oh boy, I've got the best password ever. I'm sure to win.
This is the story of Escape from the Gremlins. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear the chimes ring like this. Let's begin now. Billy Peltzer had received a gift from his father, a friendly Mogwai.
Hi there, this is Scooter, and I'm going to tell you the story of The Muppets Take Manhattan. All you have to do is look at your book, listen, and turn the page whenever you hear this bell. Are you ready? Okay then, here goes. This is a story about a little frog with big dreams and the pig who loved him. It's a story of a bunch of stage-struck kids in the only city big enough to put all their names in lights. And like many a showbiz tale, this one begins at the end of the senior class variety show.
That's the turn the page bell.
They know.
Well, pardon,
don't Hi, I'm Charlie Brown. You can read along in your book as you listen to the story. You'll know it's time to turn the page when you hear the chimes ring like this. And now we present Charlie Brown's All-Stars.
Well, tomorrow starts another baseball season. I worked up a few statistics about our baseball team, Charlie Brown. Last year, our opponent scored 3,000 runs to our total of 6 runs. They made 4,900 hits to our 11 hits. And they made 4 errors to our 375 errors.
I've come up with something that's going to bring us victory. I've had Linus scout the opposition. Now we'll know their weaknesses. Linus,
I watched this team practice, see? They were terrible. Anybody could beat them. None of their players can hit the ball out of the infield. And they have this loudmouth girl in center field who can't catch a thing. They also have some animal at second base who can't even throw. And their pitcher is kind of a round-headed kid who is absolutely no good at all. And
you scouted your own team!
Charlie Brown, why don't you give up?
It's a good thing we're gonna get uniforms. Otherwise, we wouldn't even play.
All right, all right. Let's start the game.
This is the Star Wars story of colors and shapes. You can read along with me in your book. You will notice time to turn the page when you hear R2-D2 beep like this. Let's begin now. The Rebel hangar was already buzzing with activity when the droids R2-D2 and C-3PO arrived.
R2, I just know Captain Solo and Chewbacca will be needing our help. There are so many details to attend to before they can take the Millennium Falcon out on a supply run.
This is your Apricot read-along book. Every time you hear this chime, it means it's time to turn the page in your storybook. Now we are ready to begin. Open your book, and we will start the story. And remember, when you hear the chime, turn the page. This is the story of Apricot and her friend Hopsalot the rabbit. One warm and sunny afternoon, the two of them were playing in the big meadow that rests at the bottom of Sunday Mountain. The grass was soft, and brightly colored butterflies darted from flower to flower. Floating high overhead, fluffy white clouds drifted across the baby blue sky. It was a perfect day in Strawberry Land. Not at all like a day when anything could possibly go wrong.
This is the story of Raiders of the Lost Ark. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear the bullwhip crack like this. Let's begin now. For most people, archaeology means digging up old clay pots for museum displays.
Voici le récit des aventures de Bernard et Bianca. Vous pourrez le lire dans votre livre d'images en même temps que nous. Vous saurez que le moment de tourner la page est arrivé quand vous entendrez le son de ce petit carillon. Très loin de la ville, au fond d'une baie désolée appelée Bayou du Diable, était amarrée une vieille péniche qui semblait abandonnée. Une petite orpheline, nommée Penny, y était retenue prisonnière par deux cruels personnages.
Chers petits amis, je vais vous lire l'histoire du nouvel habit de l'empereur, que vous pourrez suivre avec moi dans votre livre. Vous saurez que le moment est venu de tourner la page lorsque vous entendrez la fée Clochette. Elle fera tinter ses petites cloches comme ceci. Et maintenant, commençons.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to your Garfield read-along book. Every time you hear this sound, it means it's time to turn the page in your storybook. Now, if you're ready, we'll start Garfield in Space. And remember to turn the page every time you hear the sound.
Thank you.
chers petits amis, voici un disque 33 tours longue durée tiré du film de Walt Disney. Je vais vous lire l'histoire, le livre de la jungle, que vous pourrez suivre avec moi dans votre livre. Vous saurez que le moment est venu de tourner la page lorsque vous entendrez la fée clochette. Elle fera tinter ses petites cloches comme ceci. Et maintenant, commençons.
This is the story of Planet of the Hoojibs. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear R2-D2 beep like this. Let's begin now. Chewbacca skillfully steered the Rebel survey ship into orbit around a mysterious planet. Princess Leia studied the lush green land below.
It's called Arbor, Chewie. If our reports are correct, it could be the perfect place for a secret Rebel base.
The Wookiee growled a warning. Leia nodded.
Everybody, this is your Super Pac-Man read-along book. Now, every time you hear the Energizer sound, it means it's time to turn the page in your storybook. Remember, when you hear the Energizer sound, turn the page. Every year, the people of Pac-ville have their annual Sunflower Day parade. It is always a grand affair, and everyone has a good time. This year, there's a special attraction. Super Pac-Man will be the Grand Marshal of the parade. Happiness is everywhere as everyone prepares for the festival.
Hi, kids. This is Mark from the Electric Company, and I'm going to read you a story. It's called The Silent Ease from Outer Space by Byron Price, illustrated by Joe Matthew. When you hear this signal, you turn the page. Ready? Here we go. When the silent E's attach themselves to the ends of words, they miraculously change both the sound and the meaning of those words. Read how the invasion of the silent E's brings chaos to the lives of millions of Americans. It's a job for Paul, the Super Gorilla. All the silent E's hurried to the Grand Canyon. They were looking for cans, pans, tubs, and caps to turn into canes, panes, tubes, and cakes. Everything seemed to be going well. Paul sprayed the stuff all over the silent E's. All America watched and waited. Would it work? Something was wrong. Paul's stuff was turning the E's into S's.
Hope you're still with us here on the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. No comedy today. My name is Cliff Nesteroff, and we just listened to a series of cuts from read-along books. The last one we heard was on Peter Pan Records, a well-known children's label from 1973, The Electric Company, The Silent E's from Outer Space, featuring Paul the Super Gorilla. A nice oddity there, The Electric Company read-along book. Before that, we heard a cut from a read-along book put out by Kid Stuff LPs. This one titled The Adventures of Super Pac-Man. Not regular Pac-Man, the Super Pac-Man. Before that, we heard a clip from Star Wars, The Planet of the Hoojibs, sounds like a racial slur, from 1983 on Disney's Buena Vista Records read-along book. Before that, we heard Le Livre de la Jungle, or something like that. The Jungle Book read-along book in French, put out on Disneyland Records. Before that, we heard a cut, again on Kid Stuff Records, Garfield in Space from 1984. Before that, we heard a cut from Le Nouveau Habit de l'Empereur, The Emperor's New Clothes on Disneyland Record, Read Along Book. Before that, it was Bernard et Bianca, who originally were voiced by Bob Newhart and Ava Gardner in the movie The Rescuers. For French, change from The Rescuers, the title, to Bernard et Bianca on, again, Walt Disney Records, Read Along Book. Before that, we heard The Raiders of the Lost Ark, Read Along Book, also on a Disney subsidiary, Buena Vista Records. Before that, it was The Story of Apricot and Hopsalot, two bit characters from the Strawberry Shortcake universe. This read-along book, also on Kid Stuff Records. Before that, we heard the read-along book, Star Wars Adventures in Colors and Shapes, starring Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, 1984. Before that, we heard the read-along book for Charlie Brown's All-Stars from 1978 with great music by Vince Guaraldi on Charlie Brown Records. Oops, and it says here on the label, not cleared for broadcast. Before that, we heard The Muppets Take Manhattan, read-along book as narrated by Scooter. And then the voice of Miss Piggy did not sound like Frank Oz to me at all. It sounded like somebody impersonating him. Before that, we heard the read-along book, Escape from the Gremlins, of course, based on the Warner Brothers film The Gremlins. That read-along book from 1984. Before that, The Get-Along Gang and The Bad Loser, a read-along book. Before that, probably the oldest of the read-along books that I have here. This one is actually from 1966. Clifford the Big Red Dog. Clifford Gets a Job. Norman Bridwell, Scholastic Records. Remember the old book order? Scholastic Books, Scholastic Records, Clifford Gets a Job. And we started off this set of read-along books with Pac-Man's Run for Fun, with a demented-sounding Pac-Man on Kid Stuff Records. I love the different kinds of chimes we heard there.
Somebody caught a finger on you. There's a somebody. a finger on you, said a no, a no, a light on you, said a no, a no, a light on you, a punk, a finger, right on you, a punk.
I'm Art Van Dam. I'd first like to take this opportunity to thank your local accordion association for putting me in contact with you. This record is allowing me to talk to the largest group of accordion players ever at one time. I've been a player myself for more years than I'd like to admit. But until 1974, I always relied on the non-electric accordion. Things have changed. I can now look at electronics as more than a novelty, much more. I discovered I could have the excitement of electronics with the expression of a fine accordion. I'm talking about the new Cordovox accordion, the only electronic accordion where the expression of the organ portion is actually controlled by your bellows. I'll show you this exclusive feature in a second. The acoustic accordion, however, caught my eye first. Most Cordovox accordion models are now being manufactured by Excelsior, one of the top accordion manufacturers in the world. Here's the sound of the accordion by itself.
I tell myself she's coming back to me. I tell myself forget your misery. That just one day without your love wouldn't make me feel this way. That I bet I can still go on, that I still feel so strong over you. Yes, I do. I tell myself it's not the way she looked. I tell myself it's not a closing book. But I just can't go this way, loving you more each day. That I don't feel so strong, that I just can't keep on going on. I still love you. What's the use of saying? My tears keep falling every day, just like the rain. They're falling just the same from my eyes. So tired, still they keep on crying over you.
Sky Saxon and the Seeds, I Tell Myself, a 45 on GNP Crescendo Records. Before that, Art Van Dam, accordion instructor. If that track sounded a bit wobbly, it was because it was released on an even flimsier than usual Evatone sound sheet, one of those old flexi discs you used to get in magazines. Before that, we heard Two Fingers Pointed at You, also by Sky Saxon and the Seeds, off the LP soundtrack to a movie called Psych Out, which starred Jack Nicholson as a hippie. Roger Corman produced for AIP, American International Pictures, Psych Out, the soundtrack, The Seeds. You know, actually, I forgot to mention a couple things before the read-along books. I also played a track called Four Keys to Successful Selling, an LP from Dearborn, Michigan-based Businessman's Record Club label, 1962, and a latter-day LP by Herman's Hermits titled Blaze, an excellent record which is trying to cash in on the psychedelic craze with its trippy cover. So we played a track called Museum, and I forgot to mention that. That just about does it for this edition of the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Of course, I welcome feedback on the show. You can email me at generationexploit@yahoo.com, or you can visit it generationexploitation.blogspot.com. Also, keep a lookout for my weekly columns on WFMU's Beware the Blog at blog.wfmu.org. Every Saturday night, Sunday morning, a new article. My name is Cliff Nestroff. Good night.
October 2nd. Today, my life began. My parents do not know it yet. I am as small as the pollen of a flower, but it is I already. I will be a boy. I will have blonde hair and blue eyes. Nearly everything is settled already. October 19th. I have grown a little, but I am still too small to do anything by myself. My mother does everything for me, although she still does not know that she is carrying me under her heart. But I am a real person, just as a crumb of bread is still real bread. My mother exists, and I do too. October 23rd. My mouth is just now beginning to open. Just think, in a year or so, I'll be laughing, or later I'll start to talk. My first word will be, Mama. October 25th. Today my heart began to beat. It will beat softly for the rest of my life, never stopping. After many years, it will tire and stop, then I shall die. November 2nd. I am growing continually. My arms and legs are taking shape, but I must wait a long time before these tiny legs will raise me to my mother's arms. November 12th. Tiny fingers are beginning to form on my hands. How small they are. One day I'll stroke my mother's hair and tell her how nice she is. November 20th. Only today the doctor told my mother that I'm living here under her heart. How happy she must be. Are you happy, Mother? November 25th. Today is Thanksgiving. My mother and father are probably thinking about a name for me. And they don't even know that I am a little boy. So they are probably calling me Barbara. But I want to be called Andy. I am growing so big. December 10th. My hair is growing. It is as bright and shiny as the sun. I wonder what kind of hair my mother has. December 13th. My eyes are almost fully developed, although the lids are still shut. When Mother brings me into the world, it will be full of sunshine and overflowing with flowers. I have never seen a flower, you know, but more than anything, I want to see my mommy. How do you look, Mommy? December 24th. I wonder if my mother hears the delicate beat of my heart. Some children are born with sickly hearts, and then the gentle fingers of the doctor performs miracles to make them healthy. But my heart is healthy. It beats so evenly. Tup, 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 tup. You shall have a healthy son, Mother. December 28th. Today, my mother killed me. Kill me, Mommy.
because I thought you really cared for me. And I wonder what I would have grown up to be. I guess I'll never know, 'cause Mommy,
in 1972, when Elton John and I wrote Rocket Man, it became very popular among the listeners. Due to the interest in the meaning of the song, now in 1978 at the Science Fiction Film Awards, I'm truly proud once again to present my Rocket Man as interpreted by our host, William Shatner. Thank you.
She packed my bags. Last night, pre-flight, 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then.
think it's going to be a long